Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, and I spotlight leaders making a global impact. From community champions to entertainment artists, entrepreneurs, and business owners, I'm giving a voice to those shaping the future and making a difference in our communities. March is Women's History Month, a time to celebrate and uplift women through events with purpose. Today, I've invited a dear friend, an incredible mother and daughter first, and a powerhouse businesswoman. She's a certified manager of community associations, an association management specialist, and the broker of a full-service community association, facilities, and vegetation management company. Her company, Thomas Williams Management, is the only African-American woman-owned community association management firm that's also a GDOT approved vendor in the Atlanta metropolitan area. Her business accolades are impressive, but today we're focusing on her heart for service and the impact she makes in the lives of women in our community. She's the kind of woman you pray to have as a friend, and I'm honored to have her here today. Without further ado, introduce yourself to the people.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Natasha Cameron. As Tamika Nicole just mentioned, I wear many hats. First and foremost, I'm a mompreneur, and that simply means I'm a mom first. But I'm also a published author, a certified business coach, and a serial entrepreneur. I'm originally from Washington, D.C., but I currently reside here in Conyers, Georgia. I have over 2 decades of experience in the community association management industry, founding my company, Thomas Williams Management, back in 2012. Mm-hmm. I'm also civically engaged throughout my community through my nonprofit, Cameron's Angels, through the Rockdale Rotary, and several other organizations in the community.
Wow. Natasha, you are the ultimate woman. Share with us what Women's History Month means to you and how it has inspired you.
So Women's History Month is more than just about one woman. It's about all women. It's about celebrating trailblazers, leaders, and change makers who inspire the next generation, right? So over the last couple of years, I've really been trying to figure out my roots of where I got this thing inside of me, this fire inside of me to be a part of the leaders and the change makers. Mm-hmm. And when I look back at my roots and I see the things that my grandmother did and the things that my aunt did, and I'm just like, okay, that's where it came from. Mm-hmm. You hear people talk all the time about something running in your family, running in your genes, but you think more of, you know, something in your blood or whatever, right?
Right.
But honestly, I feel like the heart to serve can also be passed down from one generation to the next.
Yes.
And I feel like that's where I got my heart to serve.
I can most certainly agree with you on that. From recognizing my grandmother being in the home health industry and serving others, it's like, what is in these people's DNA and in their genes and how they move and how they operate it. With us watching it, witnessing it, and being around it, it's like it just naturally touched us. It passed down to us, but it touched us internally more than anything.
Absolutely, because, you know, my grandmother passed, I was probably 7 or 8, so I don't have a whole lot of memories, but the memories that I do have of her just stands out, you know, of how she was determined and she was a community servant and a leader despite any challenges she had in her personal life or anything like that. She still showed up mm-hmm. and came through for people. So those are the memories that I have of her. And, you know, that can only make me believe that the heart that I have to serve comes from her deep down inside somewhere.
I agree with that. I can totally, absolutely agree with that same sentiment. So people may not know, but I'm going to just tell them, you're known for hosting some of the most uplifting and educational events in the Stonecrest and Conyers area. Tell our listeners what's happening for the ladies of East Suburban Atlanta as we celebrate this Women's History Month.
This Women's History Month, we are going to have our second annual Her Story Dinner and Award event, which is an event where we are really just celebrating those that are civically engaged in our community. We're celebrating those trailblazer entrepreneurs who are putting in the work, growing and scaling their business, giving back to the community, pulling other people up as they climb. And so you know, we like to celebrate. We like to celebrate our wins. We like to, you know, cheer people on and make sure that they know that they're appreciated and that we see them. So this event isn't just a dinner. It's a movement. It's the gift of sisterhood, which is one of the most sacred and transformative blessings we can experience, right? Mm-hmm. This isn't about just having women in your life. It's about having the right women in your life. Like people that are going to hold you accountable, people that are going to support you, that's going to show up for you, you know, that you can kind of lean on when you need to.
Exactly.
These are women who see your vision, even when it's blurry to you. You know, the women that we want to support, the women that we want to be around are women who remind you of your worth when life has tried to strip it away from you. Women who stand in the gap, they pray for you, they encourage you, and when needed, they lovingly challenge you to rise higher. And so that's what the Her Story Dinner and Awards event is about.
Yes.
So, you know, I just want to leave a legacy. I want strong women to be there. I want people to be able to network with influential leaders to support the future where women's contributions are being recognized and celebrated. That's what we're doing on this Thursday.
To my listeners, everything that Natasha has said to you is so true because I've experienced it myself as a woman in the community, as a woman that is a friend to her. She's also done so many impactful things for me in my life. I've had the opportunity to host several events with Natasha Cameron and the productions that she put on in the community for the people. Most importantly for the women. It's not that she just does things for the women. It's just that we are women, and she really does an amazing job at highlighting women for their efforts of their day-to-day life. And, you know, it's to be appreciated. So I really hope that you all will take some time right now, pull out your phones, you get your notepad. Natasha is going to share the event time and day with you again and just give you some social media contact and just ways that you can support Cameron's Angels even if you can't attend the event.
So yes, you can log on to camerensangels.org to purchase your ticket. If you're not able to attend, feel free to pay it forward and purchase a ticket for someone else. We also have sponsorship opportunities, and I think we have one vendor space available. So that is this Thursday, March 13th at 6 p.m. Again, you can purchase your tickets online at camerensangels.org.
And the best way to get in contact with you and Cameron's Angels?
You can follow us on all of our social media platforms, which is Cameron's_Angels. You can go to our website at camerensangels.org, or you can email us at info@camerensangels.org.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you, Tamika Nicole and 105.5. for always supporting my vision and sponsoring all the events that we do.
Yes, Natasha Cameron, you are a true gem, and we're so grateful to have you as a leader and servant in our community. Your commitment to making a difference, especially through your support and investment in the King Radio Station, does not go unnoticed.
Thank you.
Ladies, her story, we all have one, and it matters. Natasha is celebrating every woman's journey while engaging and empowering us to uplift ourselves and our communities. Log on now to www.camerensangels.org to learn more about this incredible 501c3 organization and grab your tickets for the Her Story Dinner and Awards happening Thursday, March 13th at 6 p.m. in Conyers, Georgia. Also, don't forget, every Friday and Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., tune in to Club 105 The King with DJ Just Nice, hosted by comedian Big Mama Fee, and of course, me, your beauty entertainer, Tamika Nicole, all powered by 1-800-HURT-911. A big thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on The King. Catch the replay online at 105theking.com. And don't forget to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.